Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zack building in the Grand Center area. Come by anytime, but on every Friday they'll have new music happy hour going on. They'll have new records spinning, and they'll have new music. This Friday, August 11th, they'll have records from Portugal, The Man, Coldplay, Foster the People, The Districts, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, and much, much more. Find full details at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. And this year, Music Record Shop is also the official sponsor of Lufest. So be sure to follow along and figure out how you can win yourself some Lufest tickets this year. Again, all details, musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, what's up? It's Wiley
and Burton
from For the City, and this is Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of For the City. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hello, Shane. Hi. How are you, Shane?
I'm great, man. This is cool. We are actually recording this right here in downtown, outside the ballpark. We got the arch. We got the stadium. We got
Stark Bar.
Yeah, this is.
I just advertised for them for you.
Hey, I mean, hey, proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
For the City. I don't know how much more you can get for.
Yeah.
City.
I recently got told by somebody that's a former singer of a band I was previously in that I'm a phony because I don't live in this city, but I'm in a band called For the City.
Big fat phony.
I mean, I don't think that's relevant. I mean,
it could be any city. We didn't specify which city we're for.
And even though you're for, it doesn't mean you have to be in it.
Yeah.
We're not saying the band's not called In the City.
Yeah. It's not like in
your city.
Yeah.
No. For only this city. Like, it's nothing like that.
Right.
No. But it's funny. But you mentioned the arch, and that was cool. Actually, tonight when I went to the Cardinals game, and this is my first Cardinals game since the beginning of the season because obviously I moved away for 4 months now, and it's a beautiful night. Like, it's incredibly beautiful tonight. And last game I was there, it was like 115 degrees, and the humidity was just through the roof. And I was like, I fucking hate this city so much. I don't hate this city, but. It was funny because then I was like, aw, I love this city. It's so beautiful. I saw the arch in the background all lit up. And I was like, aw. And I was like, maybe I won't go back to Sacramento. Psych.
And then you slap yourself in the face.
Right. We got a lot going on. We got a brand new record. We got a big party. We got
biggest party.
Yeah. A lot of big fun things happening. And come on out to Pops on Friday night, August 25th, and for the For the City release party with special guest in our outlines, My Legacy, My Ghost, Hello Halo, and Slush Wave.
Yes. Hello Halo is actually from New York.
Yeah.
They're actually in our practice room right now jamming and preparing for tomorrow's show. So.
Yeah, I saw a little video on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Those dudes are killer dudes. Yeah. And they've challenged me to a party off.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Rookies.
Damn.
I mean, this guy's been drinking Bush
all day long.
Yeah, and I had a couple Yinglings. Sorry about that, Don. Drink some of your Yinglings.
How did you guys hook up with those guys? How'd that come up?
Well, actually, Jeremy and John Berenstein, like the Bears, Jeremy is actually from, or lived in St. Louis for a while, and made real good friends with Dustin, our guitar player, and I think they had a night of sensual lovemaking, and after that they decided, hey, let's be friends. And fast forward to now, we were putting the show together, and I told them, because those guys come down to party a lot with us, you know, they just fly from New York here and just hang out, and I was like, dude, we gotta put them on the show, because they played a show at the Gramercy Theater in New York and sold it out.
Whoa.
And we're like, dude, come fucking play a show with us. So
nice.
And the Inner Outlines, I'm in love with them.
Yeah,
love
those dudes.
Those are the homies.
Love them.
No, I'm going to go
great
down
guys.
On each of them.
Whoa.
Great guys.
I'm going to show them my Vorporn collection.
At the same time.
Yes.
I love Inner Outlines myself. Those guys are a lot of fun. Great dudes and great music.
It's not safe here.
Yeah.
It's not great beer.
No.
Nope. It's not rape here.
It's always rape here. love you guys.
Yeah. And My Legacy, My Ghost, man. They kind of, they're back at it. Yeah. They, you know, kind of on a hiatus for a minute, but back in the swing of things and ready to rock.
Yeah, those guys are going to give us hand jobs. So it'll be a fun night. We're going to give some blowjobs while receiving hand jobs.
Fun for the whole family.
Told you not to let me back on your show.
Yeah. This is an all-ages show, isn't it?
Tickets are $5 in advance, $8 at the door, mm-hmm. and you can come party with For the City and pick up a copy of the brand new record.
Oh my God. That's been an experience.
That has been a long, long road, and it really hasn't been extremely long. It's just all sorts of bumps and all sorts of just extra shit, and if you've ever had an album before, you know what can happen, and you hope a lot of it doesn't, but you just wait for it to, you know, and, we, like, ran into a lot of issues, but I'll tell you what, man, everybody really, really, they got their shit together really damn quick, and they were able to push it all out, man, but there was a lot of work behind it.
Sure.
A lot of work behind it.
So Dan Marsala, Story of the Year, Mr. Story of the Year, Mr. Dan Marsala, he recorded our album, produced it, and did it all. Very excited about it. However, a few weeks back, before he went on tour with his band, The Fuck Off and Dies, his computer crashed.
Yep.
And he was supposed to have the album finished back then. Because his computer crashed, he had to wait for his new computer to arrive. Unfortunately, it arrived the day before he went on tour with The Fuck Off and Dies. So our album was fit. We worked with a production company to make sure we had CDs, hard press CDs put out. They were like, hey, we can get you guys the CDs by Friday, tomorrow. But you guys have to have this turned in by 4 p.m. yesterday. So 3:58 p.m., Dan sends us the tracks, and we're all scrambling and having panic attacks, while we're also trying to hurry up and get everybody in and get our shit in gear, because we were opening for Trap yesterday.
Right.
And had to get to the show and load up and load out and all this stuff. And yesterday was probably... I have very bad anxiety. I never had anxiety until the last 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
And that's what our whole album's about. The album's called Panic. It's literally about me having anxiety. And all the things in my life that have culminated to my current state of insanity. It was just funny. It's like, I'm literally sitting here trying to throw all this money out. Like, we paid a lot of money to get these things delivered by Friday.
Right.
A lot of money. And I'm, like, freaking out. We're trying to get all our ducks in a row. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is all over an album about anxiety. I'm sitting here having a panic attack over this fucking album. But, you know, the cool thing is we're always going to have that story. And we're very proud of the songs that are on that album. I know you've had, you're one of the only people that have heard the album.
Yeah, man.
So, very stoked about it. But all the hiccups he's talking about are literally like, it came down to Dan's computer crashing. Dan not being able to get the email to send or the songs to send. The production company not answering the phone calls and credit cards not working. It's just all these things. And then finally at like 4:45 p.m., 45 minutes after we're supposed to have it submitted, we got it to go through. Finally they answer the phone and like, no, we have you. We'll take care of you. I might have had to slip them some extra dollars. But hey. I hope people go on Friday or else I spent a lot of fucking money for nothing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the cool part about it is once you guys get there, I mean, like, then it's just fun. You know, it's like all the work's done. Now you just can party and have a good time and, you know, so.
So top five drunkest times of my life, one of those, many of those have been at Pops. But most recently, we played a Foo Fighters cover set at Pops.
Yeah, I was there.
Mardi Gras.
That was a good party.
Yeah. There's still pictures flowing going around of me passed out on the floor at Pops. And if you guys have been to Pops, it's a great place. Don't get me wrong. I love Pops. Rich Donald, you're my homie. But that's not a floor for anybody to be laying on.
Right.
And I ended up there. I'm going to end up on the floor a lot tomorrow night. So if you want free drinks, just find this asshole. Hi, Wiley. I'm probably going to buy a lot of drinks, and I'm probably going to have more fun than I've ever had in my entire life because I've been playing music since I was 13 years old, and this is my first ever CD release party that I get to have, so
very cool, man. Yeah, that's a big deal.
All this bullshit is going to pay off, and I don't give a shit. If somebody wants to walk in and be in a bad mood tomorrow, I'm going to slap them in the face, I'm going to buy them a shot, and I'm going to kiss them on the mouth. It's going to happen in that order.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
That's exclusive. What's that like? I mean, a lot of people know Dan as Story of the Year,
Mr. Story of the Year,
as you said, and Fuck Off and Dies and stuff now. And I mean, what's that like as a what's he like in the studio as a engineer?
Dude, he's great, man.
Yeah. I'll let you take this to start, but I'm going to finish it off with some.
You really couldn't ask for anyone easier. What's so cool is that he never tries to really overstep anything. If he likes it, you know, he's not going to try to put anything extra on it. He just, like, lets it go, you know, and that's always been one thing that I've always hated, of having to change everything there, and you're like, well, like, I haven't been playing it like this. Now I have to learn something new. Like, no, like, it was so easy and so chill. There was never a real argument. There was never anything too insane, and it was just so easy just being there with him, and it's even more crazy to be like, man, I was in high school, like, listening to you,
right,
you know, like, do all of this, and, like, now you're recording, like, my band, like, holy shit, you know. Yeah. But all in all, though, I mean, I couldn't ask for anyone easier to work with, man. I mean, if it sounds like shit, he's going to be like,
no.
Was that right or was that wrong, you know? But all in all, man, it was so awesome.
Sure.
So, so awesome.
Yeah, and the cool thing with Dan is I've never recorded a full album. I mean, 8 songs. It's technically not an EP, I don't think, but, it, you know, whatever. It's 8 songs, but I've never recorded that many songs at one sitting in a studio, or at least completed it. It was the most carefree, easy time of my life. And the thing is, he won't let you put out something bad. Like, he's going to challenge you, but the way he goes about challenging you is respectful, and it doesn't impede anything. It doesn't put you in a tough spot. Every time I've ever recorded, you know, I'm not a perfect singer. I admit to everybody, I'm probably one of the worst singers. But he gets that, and he understood that, and he challenged me to do better. He didn't just say, hey, that sucked, try it again. He challenged me with it. He's like, dude, that was great, but, you know, maybe do this. Maybe flip this around. Maybe do this. He didn't say do this. He didn't say, no, we got to keep doing it over and over and over. We just took takes, and it was natural. And I've never felt so comfortable. Usually I get burned out and pissed off, and I don't want to do it anymore after an hour in the studio. Him, you know, we recorded all the songs, and I recorded a shit ton of vocals. I walked in excited, I walked out excited.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. But truthfully, the real Dan Marsala, he's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. He's not a piece of shit. I love Dan. But I recently had to go on tour with Fuck Off and Dies.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most terrifying experiences of my entire life. They rolled through Sacramento and their van broke down. Conveniently in Sacramento. And I have an Avalanche just, you know, hanging out there, a Chevy Avalanche. And I just hooked it up, and we went and finished their tour, which had 3 shows left after Sacramento. Went to San Francisco the whole time. And, dude, this is Dan Marsala, everybody. Dude, thanks, bros. Glad. Dude, I love hanging out, man. It's not fun. Yeah. I'm a nice guy. Jameson? Yeah, good days, good times, guys. Jameson? So, basically, for 4 days, I lived off of Jameson and tacos. My stomach still hasn't healed. I have an ulcer. There's something going on in here, and I'm dying.
And what's crazy about it, too, is that apparently he hasn't been, like, this hardcore, like, drinking type of, like, person for a long time. So this motherfucker's been training his entire life to keep up with Jameson. I don't understand it. I mean, I'm not good with any kind of, like, liquor, period, so I'm not going to sit here and talk any shit on either one of them, but it's fucking incredible,
Dan,
man.
Dan was straight edge till he was 27.
God, fucking the bottomless pit.
And now it's just like... But, no, it was seriously fun, and working with Dan, I mean, I grew up in Southern Illinois, you know, and I wasn't a Story of the Year fan when they first came out. You know, I like to make fun of Dan about that a lot. I also like to take craps in his bathroom in his basement right next to his gold record.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I saw those pictures online.
Yeah, if you can get through, like, the big D, like, slash M gates as you, like, walk up into his trillion-dollar mansion, if you can get in.
His house in North St. Louis, huh? Yeah. but no, recording with him was great, man. And I don't know, he challenges you in a positive way.
Sure.
You know, you have people that challenge you, and they're kind of hard asses about, you know, tough love. You know,
what program is that you?
I'm a district manager. We're in the middle of a podcast. It's cool. So she wanted to know what program you're using. This is downtown St. Louis, everybody. But you know, I'm a district manager in sales, and I have to do the tough love thing sometimes, be the dad, you know, but he didn't have to do any of that with us, and it just worked out, man. Nice. I really hope everybody likes this album, because, like, in my head, I'm like, this is the fuck. I don't ever like anything I do, ever. I've never liked anything I've done musically. I've enjoyed it while I was doing it, but when I'm listening to it, I'm like, this isn't that great. This I'm very excited about, and he put as much work into that thing as we did, so.
Yeah, man. Very cool.
Yeah, he put a ton of work in a really short amount of time, too, man, and that was awesome, too, of that he realized, you know, also that, you know, like, shit happens, too, and we never, like, once had to ask him to, like, work on it or to do it. He like, also knew that, you know, he had to get it done. And
right.
I really don't think he ever complained or was, you know, but probably at times he's sitting there, you know, trying to get it done, saying, fuck this band, you know, but... Man, but I mean, he worked his ass off, you know, and to have somebody, like, work just as hard as what you actually did on it, too, you know, you can hear that, you know, so it's really awesome.
Yeah. Well, you guys want to share some songs, give people a little sneak peek of what you've been working on, and you want to share Panic, which is the title track, like you said.
Yep.
So,
and our next thing, we should have a video in the next few weeks.
Nice. Anything around this song you care to share?
Panic is literally, like I've mentioned, man, the whole album, and I'll kind of do a little backstory. The whole album is, I lived in California previously. I lived in Sacramento for 2 years. I loved it. Got sent to San Jose for a year, and in that year in San Jose, the cost of living is incredibly high. My rent was almost $3,000 a month. Things weren't going my way in life. You know, I'm not saying that I was being a little brat, but things weren't going the way that I was used to things going, because I'm a very hardworking person. And I started to lose touch with the way that I manage myself and the way that I work as a human being. Everything in my life started becoming further and further out of reach. And I literally felt like I was in the ocean with, like, sharks swimming beneath me and vultures flying above me. And that's where we got our album cover. Denny Blackwell, amazing work. Blackwell Design, anybody out there? That's our album cover. And so Panic, every song on that album is in relation to something that caused some kind of anxiety in my life. And it had a really hard effect on me. We have a song called Best of Me, which is a song about, like, finding somebody that brings out the best in you. But it's also about the fact that you think you've met this person that's going to bring out the best qualities in you, but then you're fucking terrified about that, so you ruin it because... You hyped it up so much in your head, you build up all this anxiety, and you're just like, so, but the song Panic itself is literally about how, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, well, I'm absolutely anti-Trump, I fucking hate Donald Trump, and I really hate that man, but everybody's entitled to their feelings and their opinions and what they want and what they want out of life and what they want out of their politicians, what they want out of their states or governments, all these things. I'm for that. I want you to have what you want. But the way that both sides reacted to Donald Trump made things worse than what he actually was. And that alone gave me this crazy anxiety. Like, I remember one night watching news, like, feeling like I was going to vomit. I was like, this is a real thing.
Oh, there was times that he told me, he was like, dude, he might actually win. And, like, I'm sitting there, dude, there ain't no fucking way that this guy's gonna win. And then as it keeps getting closer and closer, he keeps getting closer and closer to me, to my face, of like, he is going to win.
And it's terrifying because I don't think he's doing things the right way. But, again, whatever. Everybody has their own opinions on stuff. I'm not liberal. I'm not a snowflake. There are definitely some views in the Republican scheme of things that I'm like, yeah, I dig that. But the way the entire nation and world reacted made things worse. And a lot of times when we're in those tough situations in life, sometimes our reactions, the way we react to things, make things worse. That's what panic's about. That's what the whole album's about overall, because when we're challenged in life, we can make the right decision or we can make the wrong decision. A lot of times the wrong decisions make the situations much worse than what they could have been. And, you know, your anxiety goes from a level 3 to a level 30. So, and a lot of that's about the challenges and the things I've learned about over the course of the last 3 years. And this album was very personal to me. And, you know, I love Kevin, our drummer, so much. And he came up with his own design for the album cover and everything. And he was really proud of it. And I was like, man, I love you. I love everything you're doing. You're working your ass off for this. But that album cover does not have anything to do with what my message is here. And I want the album cover to coincide with that. And, you know, everybody understood it really well, but I definitely threw Denny Blackwell some money to put out the album in regards to what I felt the album was about. So even the album cover had a lot of thought and process put into it. So, you know, Panic is that's one of our favorite songs on the album. It's a fun song to play. It's a catchy chorus. I think so anyway. But then there's other songs like, you know, Self-Sabotage, which that's another song I hope you play for from us. And that song's literally about letting your anxiety, that whole story I just told you, literally letting the anxiety make things worse for yourself instead of reacting properly or maybe taking a breath, taking a step back, finding some help, getting help. Just basically working your mind into a situation where you have a breakdown. And that's what that song's about. Seriously, those two songs, so fun to play. They every time we do them, I'm excited to sing them. I'm excited to perform them because I know it's something that I took a step forward in my life with, and I hope that people hear those lyrics and they kind of communicate with that.
Sure.
You know, all 17 people that listen.
I think, like, I'm sure, like, getting that out, you know, it's like a that release, you know, that like therapeutic, you know, like to get these words out, this you know, and then like to get out there on the stage and just rock out with your buddies. Like, I mean, that's got to clear your head of all that anxiety and everything else. And
yeah, 100%. That's exactly what it did.
Yeah, man.
You know, when I moved back to St. Louis a little over a year ago, I was in a bad spot personally, and I literally moved back to try to get my head level, and met up with Dustin and Kevin. That's how we got the band going. And you know, I'm not gonna say I was on like a track of total devastation, but you know, it definitely, this band and the stuff we're writing about and the way we work together and the way we perform as a group, as a business, as a band, as a bunch of dudes being a bunch of jack-offs playing with each other's penises when we're not looking, you know, like,
and while we're looking,
you know, it's all been therapeutic. It's all helped me become a much better person and a much better spot than I was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, man.
But now I live back in California, so fuck everyone. So.
Well, and too, with just all sorts of just terrible like things happening right now too. You don't know. Hopefully, if there's anyone out there also that has, you know, terrible anxiety, I mean, it can like lead to so much more, you know. So hopefully, you know, anyone hearing it, you know, has like some sort of actual hookup to it, to where, you know, I'm not saying it's gonna save a life or anything, but if it can help you look at it another way, you know, that's, you know,
for sure, man.
Awesome. So
yeah, music heals, man. That's for sure. So
yeah, absolutely. I think there's only been you and two other people, I think, that have heard our album. I haven't heard your review yet. I'll wait for you to just put it on the thing. But you know, one of the people, I'm not gonna mention names, but one of the people that listened to the album, you know, they said about how they immediately reacted with the lyrics. Like, the lyrics really gave them a lot of, you know, reassurance and direction for themselves, and that was kind of cool, which I'm not used to people saying those kind of things to me. But usually it's like, Wiley, stop swearing so much. Wiley, stop being a fucking idiot. Wiley, stop touching my dick. You know, those kind of things. I'm not used to somebody actually saying positive things in direction of something that I did, so it's cool.
Well, I liked Tomorrow a lot. I thought that was
yeah,
and it's kind of more, a little more on the softer side of what you guys do, so
that's our ballad.
Yeah, right.
It's my favorite song. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah,
so damn much.
Great song. And, well, yeah, you know, so you got eight tracks coming on this record, and you can pick it up again on Friday the 25th over at Pops. So come on over there and party with these guys.
Yeah, hold party.
We, since we spoke last, you guys also released the video for Exhale. Mm-hmm. So check that out, too. That was
a fun video.
Yeah, it was pretty wild stuff.
Get all kinds of crazy facial expressions from me.
Yeah.
You know, crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes.
My ex, who not dare be mentioned, her piece of shit boyfriend even, mentioned how crazy my eyes were in the video. So
nice.
Yeah. We actually wrote a song about her. She's a cunt. It's actually the song called Her Name's Not Worth Ruining the Title. So
yeah?
Yeah. It caused a lot of anxiety. But, you know... that CD that we're gonna film a video next couple days. We'll see when we get there, but we're gonna film another video, and it's gonna be for Panic. We have a bunch of live footage that we're gonna combine with it as well. But
for sure,
I wanted to film a video of us at a festival, going to watch a band, like the whole band together, like going to watch a band play, and then we're like searching through this festival to find the stage. You know, we get to the stage, it's us on stage, and we're like, oh fuck this, and we leave.
You know? Right. Yeah. Well, you you mentioned last night you guys played with Trap.
Yeah.
And you before that you kind of did the festival thing. You played Heronfest, right? With Hailstorm a little while back. And,
yeah.
I mean, what you know, those are some pretty big names. I mean, what's that like in the share of the stage and the with some of these bigger groups that we you know, we grew up watching and stuff. And
the Heronfest thing is pretty cool. I'm from Heron, Illinois. Raised there, and I worked at the big Clear Channel rock station. It's not Clear Channel anymore, but it was a big Clear Channel rock station from like 17 till I was like 26, 25, something like that. So I worked there a lot. So whenever big shows come through and I have bands, you know, they automatically reach out to me like, Wiley, you know this town, you know these people. But, you know, when I was when Jeremy and I were Burton here and I were in From Skies of Fire, we got the Papa Roach at that Heron Fest, you know, and then Hailstorm comes through, they're like, hey, you guys want to play? Man, Heron Fest is awesome, and people in St. Louis that don't go down to those festivals, go. It's different, man. Like, number one, beer's cheaper.
It is. That is true.
You go there, walk up with a $20 bill, you put it in this little machine, they give you a bunch of tickets, and beers are two tickets a piece, and you just get fucking shit canned while you're watching a band, and it's fun. But food's great, but then you're literally in people's backyards at Heron Fest. You're in people's backyards. Like, they had the big Civic Center in Heron, and they have a parking lot in the back, but that parking lot is people's backyard, basically. It's across the street. There's this big parking lot, and that's where Heron Fest is, and, you know, you have rides going on, you have all these things going on, and, you know, you walk out back, you know, the backstage, you're like, oh, hi, Lizzie Hale. Oh, hi, Robert. You know, Bob, whoever fucking lives across the street, just hanging out, smoking a cigarette on his front porch, like, you know, and that's what it is, but it's so cool, because it's a really, you know, Heron's a really cool town. I'm glad I don't live in Southern Illinois anymore, just because I like to do a lot of things all the time, but being able to go back to your hometown and play shows, and, like, you know, people used to make fun of you for being a musician in school.
I was about to say,
you know,
yeah,
like, come back and like, you know what? No, but they're like, you know, my fucking bad. And I'm like, we opened for fucking a band once, you know, but it's pretty cool, man. But then we got to go to Carbondale this past Sunday, and at SIU Arena in the parking lot, we got to play a stage for the whole solar eclipse thing. And that was pretty sweet. I mean, it was like 300 degrees on stage, and I vomited at least four times. But we had to play 60 minutes, and I'm not good at playing. Did you get the part where I said I'm not a good singer? Yeah, well, that, and having me not be a good singer for 60 minutes is incredibly challenging. So,
challenging?
It's something.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever deflated you like that before.
Wiley didn't have something to say.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Hey, you've made it this whole thing. You haven't stuttered once.
Yeah, I have.
Good job, Jeremy. Oh, have you?
Yeah, sure.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Neither was I.
I love you, Jeremy Burton.
Yeah, you're all right.
But yeah, we did the Carbondale thing, and then we came back here. Carbondale thing, and then we came back here and we did the Trap Show, which was that was a blast.
Trapped was so much fun.
I've never been to the Old Rock House.
Really?
I know.
I thought it was closed, and then
I loved it.
Yeah.
Why aren't more shows happening there?
There's a lot of stuff going on there, but
more local bands need to be playing that fucking venue. That shit was awesome.
They don't have a ton of rock shows there
at the Old Rock House.
Well, I mean, modern rock, I would say. they have a lot more, like, a lot of my friends play over there, like I don't know, just the other stuff around the city. They've been doing a lot of, like, great local shows. Like, they got one coming up called Trash Bash, and it's a all local lineup of Big Mike Aguirre, the Scandaleros, and Mom's Kitchen, and all these guys. Anyway, all these guys are fantastic musicians and stuff, and so they do a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, a lot of great local events, community and stuff, charity fundraising kind of stuff and all that.
Awesome.
Along with all your national acts coming through. But
I don't want to take away from Pops at all, because, you know, Rich Donald and the whole Pops family, you know, Dustin, our guitar player, works there, and so I love Pops. I love what they've done for us. They've always been amazing to me. I've been playing at Pops since I was 15 years old, man, and I can't say enough thank yous. But that crew at Old Rock, they were like, what else can we do for you? What can we do for you? What do you need? I'm like, I'm not used to that. People are like,
we're so used to doing everything ourselves, and they were just, god damn, it was just so easy. It was just way too easy. It's like, is this how it's supposed to go?
Yeah.
At times.
Did Tony,
crazy.
Did Tony run the board?
Yeah.
Yes. It was Tony.
I like Tony a lot.
Guy got shot in the face, right? Yeah.
Tony Bertilio.
That dude was awesome.
He got shot in the fucking face.
Yes. Out there, he was outside talking, doing something.
Something like outside Courtesy Diner or something like that, and like he stood up for somebody, and
somebody
like,
had a mental disability, and he stood up for them, and he got shot.
Jesus fuck!
But like, I guess the like went off like right next to his ear laying on the asphalt or whatever, and so he didn't like actually get shot, but you know, it was like right next to his face, and could have been real bad.
Oh shit,
dude! Dude was so cool, and best pre-show mix playlist.
Oh my god. Ever.
I was Deftones. Like, this is old Killswitch Engage. This is Deftones' self-titled album. Glassjaw. That place was great, man. I can't give that place enough props, man. I want to play more shows there.
For sure.
Like, I want to come back here and when I fly in and play shows at that place. So,
nice, man.
It was great.
What? I'm trapped. I haven't seen those guys in quite a while, but I still kicking ass.
Yeah, dude. People make the jokes about Trapped and bands like that, you know, like, one hit wonders. Well, number one, you asshole, they went to platinum twice.
All right.
Two albums. Shut the fuck up. We get it. They came out in the new metal days, and it is what it is. But their bass player, Pete, is a really good buddy of mine. And Inimical Drive, which I know you're familiar with, I set them up with, you know, Pete years ago. And that's who their last two albums they recorded with Pete out in L.A. at Pete's studio. But I've always been really tight with those guys, and they're really good dudes.
Yeah, nice.
Pete Chiarella's a hell of a man.
Yeah, he is.
And I got him incredibly intoxicated at Flamingo Bowl last night. So
nice.
Yeah.
Was Dan there?
Dan showed up. I didn't know Dan was coming. Okay, and remember how I told you about how Dan Jameson? Dan is my fucking kryptonite. Yeah. I can drink with the best of them. When Dan shows up, I die. I fucking die, and I didn't know Dan was coming. Usually he would send me a text, hey, you gonna be there? He didn't. He just showed up. And there was some pizza, there was some bowling, there was some incredible amounts of Jameson shots. And there was also lots of dudes kissing. There was lots of dude kisses.
Yeah.
Lots of dude kisses.
Which is just normal, you know?
Right.
I mean, you don't even need alcohol for that, but...
4 days on tour with that fucking dude. I'm just gonna tell you, I saw on two separate occasions four dudes naked in the bathtub together. Alright? So, it gets real when Dan's around. So, yeah Dan showed up, and then of course the Fuck Off and Dies, they actually run that bar pretty much. Mark and Gabe. And, you know, we took some of the trap guys over there, and it was just a shit show.
Yeah.
So anybody who was there at Flamingo Bowl last night, I'm sorry for probably rubbing my wiener on you. I don't remember going home. Or to my friend's home.
That used to be your home.
That poor fucking Uber driver had to have hated me. I need to see what he ranked me or rated me.
People can rate you on Uber?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. You're ratings. Fucked.
No, hey, man, I've been like a solid, like, 4.8 for... 3 years, man.
You're gonna bring your make me down to like a 3-star, probably.
God damn it! I hope not, man.
no one's gonna want to.
I remember one time I was coming. I was when I was living here. I was coming back from Uber. Sorry for the rant, but coming back, taking an Uber back from like North County ish to my house in Dogtown area, and dude was like, "Partying tonight?" I was like, bro, you know it. He's like, I got you, fam. And he stops the car, looks back at me, and hands me a bottle of whiskey. Let's go, bro. He's like, fuck. And he took me to a party. And I went and partied with an Uber driver.
Yeah.
His name was Stan.
Shout out to Stan.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Stan.
Yeah.
That was a fun night. I don't remember getting home that night either. I'm assuming he brought me home. Hopefully it was on the house.
Man, so I went to this bar, picked up three friends. One friend, two of her friends, three girls.
Go on.
Yeah, and I so I given a ride back to O'Fallon, and we didn't even get like a block away or something, and one of the girls already like Ralph's in my back seat. And I'm like, this, I knew this was a bad idea. I'm like, and so, of course, the rest of the trip, we roll in with the windows down. So
absolutely.
But anyway, my uncle's an Uber driver, so I messaged him. I was like, hey, what does Uber charge for, you know, detail cleaning and stuff? And so I'm like, I'm gonna do the same. It's the same kind of service, so... So anyway, I think it was like $80 or something like that for cleaning up, and so I made her pay for it. And I'm like, it's so gross, man. I'm like,
it happens, though.
Yeah,
it happens.
I just don't. I mean, like, you know, no warning at all. Just you know, not like, hey. I mean, we weren't like, it's not be different if we were on the highway or whatever. Yeah. But like, we were like, you know, going 30 or something. I could have easily pulled over and you know,
just opened up the damn door and
Yeah, so don't puke in an Uber driver's car. They'll charge you big time for it.
Yeah,
so
don't do that, fam.
Fam. Even if it stands, giving you whiskey in the back seat.
Yes.
I think Halo Halo's here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Jesus. Well, fucking Dustin kept on calling me. I guess he forgot that he's not important enough to be on the fucking podcast. I love you, Dustin. I hate you.
Well, me and Dustin got into our first fight ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He didn't get enough sleep, and we argued.
I saw you guys kiss and made up, though.
Like, oh, man, we kissed so hard.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll kiss Dustin on the mouth anytime. Anytime. If you guys come to the show tomorrow, if you're a dude, you're getting kissed on the mouth.
Yeah. Well, dudes only, though. Okay?
Dudes only, yeah. Girls, fuck off, man.
You're getting slapped
seriously,
in the dick if you're a
quit
girl.
Quit trying to ruin our game, girls. We're trying to fucking make out with dudes around here, all right? Dude, and you've seen us play live, and there's lots of gayness on stage when we play. Lots of just touching the balls, kissing cheeks, you know, pretending that we're doing fellacious acts. You know, it's fun. Last night, all my jokes didn't work. Usually I get some or something. I make my jokes, people are like, nope. Sing songs again, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. All right, you got it.
We're just here to hear Headstrong.
Yeah. I made a Headstrong joke on stage, too, and nobody, not even my band didn't even laugh.
I didn't even
I was like, everybody, get up here to the front of the stage. We're going to rock out. It's the last song. It's a very Headstrong choice to get up here. And nobody said anything. I was like, damn it. It's my chance.
Yep. I wanted to ask, you know, speaking of on stage, I wanted to ask you guys about some of your recent onstage appearances, also including your flip, and then Dustin, you know, he not to be outdone,
his faceplant.
Yeah,
that was great.
What was all that about?
Well, he tripped over a cable at Heronfest and just landed right on his face.
Yeah,
I didn't see it happen, but it was kind of funny because if you watch the video, it looks like I, like, Jedi fucking force pull him down. Like, I do this with my hands, like, drag down, and he just... And, like, I did that in turn, and he just fell. I didn't see it happen. I saw the drummer from Hailstorm, RJ. He was at the sound booth looking across the stage, and I just hear him, like, oh! Like, something happened. And then I hear... with the guitar, like, somebody
then you hear this
something.
Wrong, just all bad. You're like, what the hell just happened? And Dustin's laying on the damn ground like a turtle on his back. You're like, oh, my God, man.
It was fun.
Oh, it was so funny.
And
though.
Then me,
awesome.
To go ahead and clear up any doubts, I'm not trying to land a flip. I've never tried to land a flip, ever. I do a front flip and land on my back. It's just it's fun.
It's my move.
Passionate. I mean, I did some wrestling back in the day, and I know how to take a bump. Like, I'm not going to do it on a concrete floor if it's a wooden floor. Shoot, yeah, dude, it's not going to hurt that bad. Or at all, really. And it's just how it's a fun way to end the set, especially if it's a good, energetic set, man. I want, when people come to our shows, I want them to feel like they got something out of it. Like, I don't want people to just think, oh, that band played. I don't want to be like, that band was fucking crazy. You know, we run around, we jump off shit, we go nuts. I'm 32 years old and I feel like I'm 90 because of all the stupid shit I've done my entire life. Last night I hit myself in the head with a microphone like 14 times on accident. But it was because I was just freaking out, going nuts, man. And, you know, I like that.
I think it was, pretty sure it was Mudvayne. I saw, like, at Ozfest one year. And, pretty sure it was Mudvayne. Could have been somebody else. But anyway, guy was, like, whacking himself in the head with the microphone and blood just started coming all over his face and everything. And
Jacoby,
like,
from Papa Roach used to do that every show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he had a permanent, like, thing there for years because he just would bleed. But, I used to do that back in my... I was in a band called Ornick, like, back in 2004, through, like, 2008, something like that. And we would literally just jump off of everything, like, everything.
Right.
Like, we would climb anything. We played a show in Chicago, and I climbed up the wall and jumped off, and we got kicked out in the middle of our set because I jumped off of something I wasn't supposed to jump off of.
Oops.
You know, like, I got knocked out cold with a machine head from a guitar headstock broke off into my head one time because, like, that's what we did. You know, I think the live show is everything.
Sure.
You know, there's some bands you can go watch. You know, I'll talk shit a little shit real quick, but when you go see Tool, it's a great sound. It sounds like you're listening to the album. I don't want to go to a show to listen to an album. I want to go to a show and feel emotion, feel passion.
Yeah, definitely.
And when we play a show, that's what we do. We bring it. Burton is probably going to fucking murder me tomorrow because this dude, he's just like, hey, this song has open notes in it? Sweet. And he's not even touching his fucking, he's just spinning around him. He's like, looping shit, playing with his dick. Whatever, man. But, you know, we
entertainment, man. Yeah, I mean, it's what we do. And if, I mean, he just, like, nailed it. Like, if you want to listen to the fucking album, then don't come. You know. But if you want to really sit back and, you may hate it, you may love it, but, I mean, I want everyone to sit back and be like, holy fucking shit. Like, I didn't like it or I loved it, but I won't forget it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, hell, I remember watching him years ago and just, like, being like, you know, I thought that I was in a band that just, like, rocked the fuck out. And then they played right before us or, you know, like, whatever, and it was like, how in the fuck are you supposed to back that up? Like, what are you doing? Backflips off of drum risers. They're jumping off of amps, doing, like, guitar spins, jumping off. Like, how in the fuck are you supposed to top that, you know? And if you...
I assure you, it takes a toll on you when you're in an older age.
It was just insane. Well, we're living it now, you know? So, which we're not doing all of that craziness, but, I mean, it still, like, feels like it, you know? And,
Speak for yourself, asshole.
It's fucking, fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
I have a bone chip in my elbow from that that Herrenfest thing, the front flip. Usually I get laying flat on my back, but it was a little higher up than I guess I was expecting, and I landed kind of on my elbow a little bit too. There's a bone, like, you can feel a bone in my elbow, like, just floating around. So, well, I mean, I sometimes, like, forget where I'm at and piss my pants for, you know, 45 minutes at a time.
That's not the Jameson.
No, but... Like, seriously, just, like, you know, being in bands, like, I don't want to just come on stage and sound like I did on the album or sound like I'm supposed to sound. I want to fucking throw down and have a great time. Sure. I've been to a Tool show before. I've been to, even Incubus, one of my favorite bands. I hate watching them live because it's like the album.
Yeah.
I want to see emotion. I want to see passion on stage. I don't care if you've been doing it for 30 years. Fuck you. Bring it, you know? Like, The Doors, still bring it. And they played shows. Rolling Stones, still bring it. Like, those bands perform, you know? That's cool. I don't want to go see a band stand around and play their instrument, man. I want to see a show.
Right.
And if I'm going to be on stage, I'm going to give a show. So.
Yeah, man. Well, again, $5 tickets come out Friday night. We'll pick up a copy of Panic. We'll have physical copies at the show.
Yes.
And then, I guess... digitally everywhere after that.
The next few days it should be digital. iTunes, Spotify, Google, Amazon, it should be everywhere.
So. Yeah. And again, Pops is the place to be Friday night. You got Inner Outlines, My Legacy, My Ghost, Hello Halo, Slush Wave, and For the City.
And there's going to be a party there, actual party. We've got drink specials all night long. Even after the show, we've extended the drink specials. It's going to be a fucking party. And I know we'll be going out back. You know what I mean? Some other clubs
in that
intermittently
area
where people may or may not be sitting on my lap. The thing is, it's gonna be a party at Pops. Cheap drinks.
Won't be men sitting on your lap, will it?
Well, in Pops, men. Outside of Pops, not men. It's going to be a great time. Like, drink specials are going to be, like, Budweiser's going to be there. There's going to be people. There's going to be tattoo
vendors there. Yeah, vendors, yeah.
People there. It's going to be a total freaking party. So, this isn't just a band playing a show. This is a party.
You're right.
So,
yeah.
And we want people to come out and have fun.
For sure. And follow For the City on Facebook and Instagram for more details.
For the City
and,
Band.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for new video coming soon. Yep. We've got a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Tell your friends. Come on out to Pops. Let's party.
Let's party.
Yeah. All right, thanks, boys.
Thanks, man.
Awesome. I'll see you guys.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.